Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Nancy Jutton. I am your business bio expert and the Get Known to Get Paid mentor. And I would like to welcome everyone from around English-speaking nations around the world who has joined us today for the BioDoc is in call today. We are going to be connecting today from noon to 2, and I'm going to help as many people as I can in the time that we have to elucidate on the finer points of making good stories even better for client attraction. So I'm super glad that you've joined us. There are slides for you to enjoy, and I'm bringing up the first one now. And speaking of which, I want you all to know that whether you are listening to this live or you want to re-listen to it in the replay, you absolutely can, and I will be sending an integrated link to you when the call is over so you can both listen to it and watch it and have everything in front of you so you can capture the big lesson and the aha to your best advantage right away. So welcome, welcome, welcome. I see that we still have lots and lots of folks joining us, which just makes me super happy. And so let's just jump right in. What I'm going to do is just to bring up the slides again. I know that I've heard from quite a few of you by email and other ways that you think you're getting it, but you're still a little frustrated and you want to be happy and joyful. So the pictures you see on your screen of the formerly frustrated person who's transformed into a bright and confident marketer, that is a transformation that I want to have happen for each one of you today. What we're going to do is I'm going to give you real help to upgrade or refine your story beyond what you've already created to attract clients now. There are ways to participate. So how that works is if you're calling in by telephone, you'll raise your hand by selecting *2, and I will acknowledge you when we come to that point in the call. And if you're dialing in from the web, I would love for you to use the web form to type in your comment. And as an extra layer of protection for everyone, today, during this live call from noon to 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, if you want to send me email at nancy@authenticvisibility.com, V-I-S-I-B-I-L-I-T-Y.com, that might be expedient, because I'm somewhat scholarly in my approach and my best learning style is to actually be able to see something rather than to hear it. So that might make for the faster facilitation of feedback. So what is the desired end result that we want to have happen today? Well, the promise was is that you would get your client attracting story done by midnight tonight. Because what good is it if it's hiding behind the computer and nobody can see it? No one will hire you, refer you, or find you if you don't get it out there. So tonight is the night, because getting it done is better than having it perfect, and so I want you to keep that in mind. There is an incentive for you to get yours done tonight, because remember early on in the launch process, along the early communications, you may have received the Heal Your Boring Bio to Attract Clients and Cash Now gift booklet. Well, I would love for you to know that over 5,000 people around the world have already downloaded Volume 1 and are referring to it for inspiration to make their stories better. And I want your stories, your best client attracting stories, to be showcased in Volume 2 that's going to be coming out this spring. If you love the transformation that you have welcomed because of what we did last week and what we're going to do today, get your best before and after story into me with your digital headshot looking the best that you can look, with a link to your website and hopefully a comment about the transformation that happened for you. And I promise when you send those to me tonight by midnight, I will review all of them, and I will look for the 10 very best stories that will be seen, heard, and celebrated, hopefully by as many as 5,000 people in the spring. And wouldn't that just be intoxicating for you to be seen, heard, celebrated, and hopefully compensated by the thousands of people who will be looking to your story as a positive example of what a client-attracting bio is all about? I want that for you, so I hope you're intoxicated at the prospect, and I expect to be receiving hundreds and hundreds of bios by midnight tonight, and I hope yours is one of the best. Why does this matter? Because done is better than perfect. And that's what I really want you to know. There are so many people waiting for perfection that don't have enough clients, and that's a tragedy that can be easily averted by just getting in the game. So again, the email to send your best effort bio draft to is nancy@authenticvisibility.com. So I'm looking forward to it. As a quick review, the last time we met, I shared 5 simple steps to be ready for opportunity 24/7. And I'm just going to quickly breeze through them just to remind you. The first thing you need to do is decide what kind of story you need right now. Is it to attract clients, speaking gigs, or media interviews? The second step is to reflect on the who, the how, and the wow. And what I mean by that is, who is your client, what are the results that you bring about, and what sets you apart? The third step is to prove your value and your impact by showcasing your credentials, your experience, your recognition. The fourth step is to add your personality. And the fifth step is to prepare stories that are the right size for the right situation, so when opportunity knocks, you can be ready no matter what. I promise you that whether you want a speaker sheet or to attract clients or to be a media maven, the same 5-step process works every time. You just have to keep your objective front and center. As we took you through the great 8 story elements last time, I told you, first be clear about your objective. Do you want to attract clients, speaking gigs, or media interviews? Keep that squarely in front of you as you write the words. You also want to know who your people are. It's not just anyone with a pulse. It's a specific audience with a specific problem that needs your particular solution or benefit. Then, of course, there's what do you do to solve the problem or bring in the advantage. And so you need to have a model in place that helps people know how they can engage with you. And I talked a little bit about how Goldilocks had it right. It's a good idea to have 3 ways at least for people to play so that there's a just right solution for everyone. As a point of example, I shared the model that I've created that shows the multiple ways that clients work with me. The reason I wanted to share this with you again is what's really kind of interesting about the Get Your Client Attracting Story Done workshop is I have folks from every level of my pyramid engaged in this particular workshop because the need to have a better bio is absolutely universal, and even people that are further along in their process still have an opportunity to make their bios better, which is why everyone gets to come to this workshop. So some of you are just enrolled in the bio workshop. Some of you are the buddy of someone who's enrolled in the workshop. Some of you are privileged to be already enrolled in the Get Known, Get Paid Success System and Experience. Several of you are in the Blast Off program where you work with me privately, and an elite number of you are in the private mentoring program. I actually have 4 ways to play. So wherever you are in the pyramid, I'm so glad to have you here, and I'm hoping that there's some great inspiration for you. But you also, this is an excellent point for you to see that there's lots of ways to play, and do you have lots of ways to play so your perfect people can engage with you? Very important. So then you want to be clear about the benefits you offer. You want to prove the value. You want to say what's special and different about you. You want to create some kind of know-like trust so the person, when they're reading about you, feels good about doing business with you. And I am a big believer that there should be a call to action, because just imagine if someone landed on your website, your article somewhere in cyberspace, your press release, and they read it and they thought, wow, that sounds really interesting. How can I get in touch with that person? If your website address is not there, or your opt-in link to your free gift is not there, or there's no telephone number, you're making it that much harder for the person to find you and do business with you. So just imagine that your story hangs out all by itself. Make it as complete of a story as possible so you can get the end result that you want, which is people to lean in and say, tell me more and let's talk about it. One of the things that I mentioned in a follow-up communication I sent out to y'all earlier this week is that the client attracting template number 3 that we worked through last time is a powerful template that gets you to organize all of your most relevant and congruent information to serve the objective you most want to achieve. So many of you have already done that, and you've said, but this seems so long, now what do I do? Well, now the good news is that all the most relevant information is front and center, and you have what I like to call the manifesto story already complete. So what I want you to do now is to take it and to repurpose that information so you have a short, a mid-length, and a longer version to post on the About Me portion of your website, where you could use these on your social media profiles, where you could use them as bio boxes on articles that you submit to the media, as a boilerplate paragraph in a press release. There's so many ways you can use these. But the key is to have them at the ready 24/7, because when opportunity knocks, you want to be ready to glide through the door with ease and grace and have the person who's knocked on the door say, my, oh my, I'm so glad I called this person. This person is so buttoned up, so ready to go, such a joy to work with right out of the box. I can't wait to see what magic we can create together. So if that should be your situation, I want you to always ask the person who calls you, tell me, I'm so excited to be involved in your program, your telesummit, your whatever the case may be is, what length bio is perfect to suit your particular needs? And just listen for the answer, because how great will it be for you to be able to say, I'm so delighted to be interviewed by NPR Radio, I'll get my 100-word bio to you before the phone hits the cradle, what else do I need to do to be of service to you and your audience? This is a way to make a fabulous first impression that sets the stage for you to get invited back again and again, and that's why readiness counts for a lot. The other thing that people forget to mention or remember is that it helps you out too, because you don't want to have to drop everything to create something new every time you're asked for it. You just want to be ready to go. This will save you time and trouble. It will help you welcome ease and joy to work with status every time someone says hello. And the most important thing that I want you to remember is that when you are ready with your bio in three different versions, you can be confident that your story is the one you want told because you've shared it exactly as the way you want it. You don't have to worry that they're going to edit it at the 11th hour or they're going to speak your name incorrectly or do some other blunder that will be unfortunate. I want you to be in control of the situation. So in terms of repurposing the bio, I wanted to offer an example, and I realize the type may be a little small on the slide, but one of my private clients is adoptive family success coach Yolanda Camperon, and she has a title in front of her name, so you know immediately what she does. She's an adoptive family success coach, and immediately you know if that's something you're interested in or the alternative. So she created a long version of her bio using client attracting template number 3 from her copy of Bye Bye Boring Bio. And yesterday, during a 45-minute session, we were able to take her manifesto and turn it into 3 much shorter versions that she could use anytime, anywhere, because the information was right in front of us. She had to do the work in order to bring that copy forward. But I'll just read this one example. Since 2004, adoptive family success coach Yolanda Camperon has guided hundreds of individuals and couples to journey through the pre- and post-adoption process. Navigating the unique challenges of growing a family through adoption is her life experience and professional mission. With 2 master's degrees and a lifetime of in-the-trenches experience, she welcomes invitations to speak, lead workshops, and coach parents through the process. Visit AdoptiveFamilySuccess.com. In 66 words, we know she's been doing this for a long time. She's guided hundreds of families to achieve a great result. We know she's trained and experienced, and she's given us a website to learn more. Fabulous example of how to take 2 pages of a manifesto and bring it down to its essential essence. So I want everyone who's on this call to do the very same thing with their manifesto bio from client attracting template number 3. I want you to cull it down to its bare essential essence so that if someone asks you for 100 words or less, you are ready to go. And Yolanda's examples hopefully will inspire you. I want to start bringing in the relief, and I want to take care of a few folks that had the insight to reach out to me in a variety of ways so we can get the party started and inspire you and help you, most importantly. Veteran psychotherapist and new coach Annalise Schultz wrote me an email, and she told me that she's starting a business, a coaching business, that focuses on managing, minimizing, and monitoring stress and living through life transitions. She says, I named my business Best Choice Coaching because whatever decision we make at any given time is our best choice in that moment. We can always make another choice. The only URL I could get was Your Best Choice Coaching. I'm not sure if that's a good one for the words in front of my name. She also says, I like to work with men too. Can I serve both men and women? And she shared that this is the message that she's been working on. She says, as your best choice lifestyle coach, I help busy, overwhelmed women put themselves first on their list, enjoy life again, and take charge of that to-do list with a smile. And she wanted to know what I thought about it. So, Annalise, if you're listening, I have a couple of thoughts for you. Number one, specifics are terrific. And as so many of us know who are studying the work of Callan Rush, the Master Workshop Leader, she says that folks need to identify with the specific audience that they serve. So based on the information that you provided, I came up with a couple ideas that were a blend of some of the things that you had on your page. Annalise Schultz, the Stress Buster Coach, guiding professionals to conquer their to-do lists and slay their stress. And another more playful option is Annalise Schultz, the Stress Buster Coach, guiding professionals with superhero day jobs to conquer their to-do lists and slay their stress. I wonder what you think about these options. And if you're on the call, you can raise your hand. But I want to tell you why I think the first one might be pretty good. If you are a professional, you know that you identify with that label, and it's not necessarily gender specific, which serves you because you want to work with both men and women. And if the ultimate result that you help people accomplish is that they conquer their to-do lists and slay their stress, well, the ultimate result that you're bringing about for your client is front and center, and people know whether or not they want it or need it, and hopefully are already making the decision that they want to invest to get the solution to solve it. The second option, I'm just having a little bit more fun with respect to the superhero day job, because a lot of folks are wearing a lot of hats and they're coming home to another whole set of jobs to handle, and it just would be a more playful approach if that's suitable for your personality. So if you're on the call and you want to raise your hand and tell me how that lands for you, hopefully this is a good answer for you, and it's helpful to those of you who have a similar situation. Now, Stella wrote to me earlier today, actually just the other day, and she shared with me her before version, and as I was reading about it, I could tell that she was struggling a little bit. And so I'm just going to read a little bit about this for those of you who are listening, and if you're watching, you can read along. She writes, if you ask Stella about the key to success, she'll tell you to get out of your head before you go out of your mind. Before she left corporate America, she thought she was losing hers. When she was a little girl, people knew she was destined to work as an educator, but anxious to get into the workforce and a job with a secure future, she opted to get a degree in business administration and accounting. Her grade point average was lower than typical, but she did well enough in a good job as a corporate accountant. There were strong signs that she was out of place, but she seemed to achieve everything she set her mind to do. Only her family and close friends knew how stressed and unhappy she was. Eventually, she went back to school for some psychology classes. Acting on the advice of her professor, she pursued a master's in education in instructional technology, focused on designing training for adult learners. Well, I love that we're learning about you, Stella, but you're kind of burying the lead here and leaving the best for last, because we're still not completely clear on what you do and why it matters. So I know you're still working on your groove, so I made some suggestions, and I want to show you the transformation, because here she's talking all about herself, and I really don't know who she's helping, I don't know how she's helping them, and I don't know why I want to buy it, which is why this particular story is not particularly client-attracting, in my opinion. So I made some changes, and Stella did too, as of about 5 minutes ago this morning. She says, she calls herself a business improvisation coach. with the sassy soundbite, get out of your head before you go out of your mind. Let me just read this revision to you now. Business improv coach Stella, and forgive me for not saying your last name because I have no idea how to pronounce it, works with professional women to help them get out of busyness and get down to business. By applying improvisation techniques used for the stage, they improve their focus and their presence so they can become strong leaders and team members and welcome the rewards of which they are so worthy. This former corporate misfit with a responsible, stable job in accounting had a gut feeling that she was in the wrong career and that education was her true calling. So she went back to school to study psychology, learning, and development. Acting on the advice of one of her professors, she pursued a master's in education in instructional technology, focused on designing training for adult learners. For the first time, Stella found her groove and her tribe. She became a volunteer trainer of adult learners for a youth organization and then an instructor of trainers and training designer. She even had the opportunity to deliver video training on a new accounting system, but et cetera, et cetera. So then the final paragraph says, today, former corporate misfits find their groove to make their best impact in the workplace using the improvisation techniques that Stella teaches them to their upward mobility advantage. Visit Stella Improv to learn more. And so what's happening now is that we know what she is, and we know who she serves, and we know the transformation that happens, so it's much more relevant to what we need and whether or not we want it. And I think it's better. It's not completely done, but it's a whole lot better. And I know that Stella was writing to me this morning, and she says, yes, I think it's a work in progress, but I'm definitely getting it. So I just want to see if Stella's on the line. Stella, are you here? Can you raise your hand if you are? I'll come back and answer questions in a few minutes, but I just wanted to go over some of these other examples that came to me ahead of time so that they would be illustrative. Now, another of our participants is Nina Durfee, and Nina Durfee absolutely relied on client attracting template number 3 to get her story together. And as I reviewed it, it was holding together pretty well, but then it kind of went around the bend a few times, and it wasn't quite tight enough, in my opinion. She's written a book, of course, and she's worked with a lot of busy attorneys. And when she was talking about the perspectives that she's helped shift, she was talking mostly about herself, which was not necessarily of service to the clients that she wants to help. So what I did is I turned all that around with just a few little strategic edits. Nina Durfee's website is wisdomwellretreats.com. She's a workshop leader that leads Wisdom Well Retreats. So why not call her a Wisdom Well Retreat leader, Nina Durfee? And underneath it, perspective shifter for female attorneys who are serious about loving life and work no matter what. What's really great about this line of text is we say what she does, for whom she does it, and what the transformation is. And if you are a female attorney who wants to love your life and work, but maybe you're not feeling it right now, if she can guide you to that outcome with one of her Wisdom Well retreats, well, maybe you just want to lean in and want to learn more. So let me read this to you, and you can decide for yourself whether or not Nina Durfee is somebody that you would want to lean in and learn more about and actually call. Nina Durfee is fiercely committed to guiding female attorneys from exhausted to energized and from burned out to fired up so they can balance the scales of their business and personal lives. Her Wisdom Well retreats offer the antidote to what ails them so they can feel great no matter what. If you're looking for a proven professional who can guide you to address the toll of deadlines, gender bias, and the constant sacrifice of personal needs for professional responsibility, you've come to the right place. With 4 decades of experience assisting lawyers and judges and 8 years as a professional coach and retreat leader, Nina delights in guiding women just like you to the better lives you desire. Her mission and commitment is to help you leave drama in the courtroom so you can enjoy a rich, satisfying relationship with your partner, your kids, and most importantly, yourself. Nina's book, Feel Good No Matter What, 52 Inspiring Reflections to Awaken the Life You Love, is just one of many tools she recommends to guide the perspective-shifting process on demand and for good. Learn more at wisdomwellretreats.com. Here we have four punchy paragraphs that say who she is, who she serves, the transformation she provides, the experience she offers that's relevant. We weave in that she's got a book that's especially congruent to how she helps, and we know where to go to wisdomwellretreats.com to learn more. And I think that's pretty good. And Nina, if you are on the call, can you raise your hand? I don't know if you're here. We got a lot of people here. But anyway, hopefully y'all see the difference, because I think that's a pretty profound transformation. The next person I want to showcase is Dr. Susan O'Malley. Dr. Susan O'Malley is an author, speaker, and a physician. And when I first met her, her story was pretty interesting, but I knew there was more. So the before story was, it's not bad. It really wasn't. Dr. Susan O'Malley, founder and medical director of Sonus Med Spa, is dedicated to helping women maintain their beauty without surgery. A graduate of this school, she trained and worked as an emergency room physician for many years before opening her practice in 2002. When she was starting to have conversations with plastic surgeons about her own concerns, she didn't like what she was hearing and knew there had to be a better way. I like it. I think it's great. But as we got to know each other in our private work, there was so much more to say, which is why we made some adjustments to make it even better for client attraction. And I want to show you the difference. Successful, beauty-conscious women in their 40s, 50s, and beyond, concerned about unwanted signs of aging, rely on Dr. Susan O'Malley to keep them beautiful. Many refer to her as their secret weapon, not only because of her professional skills, but her unique approach to beauty. Dr. O'Malley treats your face as if it were her own. Her passion to help women stay beautiful is rooted in her own story. An accident as a toddler left her with a dental disfigurement that consumed her childhood and extended into her adult years. That event and its devastating consequences taught Dr. O'Malley the importance of beauty in a way no other experience could. What I love about this particular rewrite is that we learned something about Dr. Susan O'Malley that's deeply personal and transformational, that lets you know that she's not your standard issue medical spa owner. She knows the power and sacrifice of not being able to smile at the reflection in the mirror and gets it at a visceral level. And I know that clients who are beauty conscious in their 40s, 50s, and 60s are going to appreciate working with someone who has such a heart-centered approach to creating beauty, not just from the outside, but from the inside too. So Dr. O'Malley is just someone who's finally found the courage to speak her deepest wound in a way that serves her clients and serves her own objectives. And that's why I think Dr. Susan's after story is an upgrade from her prior version, and I know she's really happy with it too. Another of my private clients is Sonia White, and she's starting a new business. She's a joy after divorce mentor. And she took her client attracting story number 3 template and really had a long and windy story that she was telling, because she used to be a chemical engineer. She's trained and educated herself in a whole variety of ways. She's taken care of children. She's traveled the world. She's done so many interesting things. But calling it down to its essential essence to serve the clients she's most wanting to serve, well, this was something that she couldn't quite get to without a little help. So with that, while this is a work in process still, I just want to read to you what she came to so that you can see what she's about, because you can take 3 pages of your whole life story and cull it into just a few paragraphs if you want it bad enough and you want to serve your clients bad enough. So she starts with a sassy soundbite from Shawn Stevenson, and she says, "Our challenge is to pull through and trust that we can alter the future with each choice we make in the present." Joy after divorce mentor Sonia White is fiercely committed to guiding and supporting scared and stuck women who love their children, who are in the midst of painful divorce or breakup, so that they can achieve the end of drama and suffering quickly and easily by not going it alone a moment longer. She delights in guiding clients to gain valuable wisdom from the experience, which will forever change how they think and believe in the world, apply life-changing tools to effectively co-parent with former partners and stay sane and at peace in the process, and learn to handle whatever life throws at you with wisdom, confidence, and grace. She wants you to be empowered to build a new life which you love waking up to, because it is now truly the joyful, inspiring, love-filled life that you always wanted for you and your children. Learn more at joyafterdivorcementor.com. So what we know is, we know what she is, we know who she serves, we know the transformation that she brings about, and you know how to call her to investigate how she might help you. So I think that that's a pretty good example of someone who's very new in her process, creating a story that she's proud of, that's client attracting. So I think that's a pretty good example. So now what I'd like to do is open up the lines to see if there's someone live on the call that wants me to help them, because that's what this call is all about, and we're going to be here helping people as often as we can for the time that we have. So I see that somebody is raising their hand in Allentown, Pennsylvania, and I'm going to call on you now. Hi.
Yes.
Who's speaking?
This is Annalie Schultz. You had me on there.
Oh, yes. How did
yes.
we do?
And I also sent you a bio about within a minute after you said to
send it. Oh, okay.
Let
me take a look at it. I'm seeing it.
I didn't get everything you got that you wrote down.
The good news, it's all recorded.
Okay.
So would you like me to read this aloud and see if I might be able to offer some suggestions?
Yes, please.
And let me also ask you, since we spoke about you live during the call and I gave you a couple of ideas about the superhero day job, managing stress, et cetera, how did that land for you? Just curious.
The one that you sent me, the superhero, the superwoman, I kind of liked it. I liked the energy of that.
Okay.
When you gave me... I didn't have enough time. I was trying to listen to you and looking at this, but I think the second one was with the superhero day jobs. I kind of like this. That gets to the gist of it. And I come across sometimes as being serious, but I also have a light side. So I think that would really work, the second part.
Oh, good. So what that was Annalie Schultz, the Stress Buster Coach, guiding professionals with superhero day jobs to conquer their to-do lists and slay their stress. So if that was the subject, if that was the word that was appearing at the top of your bio, I'm just going to read it aloud and see how it goes. High-achieving working moms and performance-driven businessmen, husbands, dads, who shine at work but their personal life lacks sparkle, are singing the praises of Coach Annalie Schultz. Annalie's individualized approach to identifying people's strengths, interests, talents, values adds the sparkle to their personal lives while keeping the shine in the working life. Instead of daydreaming when her second grade teacher had to repeat explanations of new concepts to different learners, Annalie mentally taught along with the teacher and one time had the successful approach before the teacher did. Thus, she discovered her understanding of how individual differences impact learning styles and our drive for life choices. A former German teacher, Annalie earned a master's degree in counseling when her children were of school age to have more time with her family and still be able to use her skills by teaching people how to live their lives more effectively. She has presented at international and national professional conventions of the William Glasser Institute, conducted workshops and counseling groups, and is listed in the 2006 edition of Who's Who of American Women. Her over 22 years of experience as a psychotherapist working with highly satisfied adult clients of all ages and with teens and families prepared her well for her coaching business, Your Best Choice Coaching. Her clients experience outstanding life changes with Annalie's practical, respectful, and warm approach and her gift to listen deeply. Well, we're coming along here, Annalie. So good job.
Good.
I think that... we're coaching in live in the moment here, so just bear with me. The 22 years of experience and the outcomes that your clients welcome could be moved up because that would make it more client attracting.
Move up where?
Well, I'll try it again. Hi, I'm going to say we're calling you the stress buster coach who guides professionals to with superhero day jobs to conquer their to-do lists and slay their stress. So then we're going to say professionals with superhero day jobs learn to add sparkle to their lives outside of work thanks to stress buster coach Annalise Schultz. Her individual approach of identifying strengths, talents, and values adds the sparkle while keeping the shine in the working life. Her over 22 years of experience as a psychotherapist prepared her well for this work. Her clients experience astounding life changes with her practical, respectful, warm approach, and most importantly, her gifts for listening deeply. Then what I would add, if I could suggest, whether you work with her one-on-one in group workshops or bring her to lead sessions for your organization, one thing is certain. The Stress Buster's serious about getting the mission accomplished, and it's up to you to make it so, something like that. Because we don't really say in here how you work with people, and if people mm-hmm. have read that much, they're going to want to know more. Like, how can mm-hmm. I work with you? Do you have a book I can buy? Can I work with you one-on-one? Do you have a workshop I can attend? So how do you work with people? You've led workshops and counseling groups, but you didn't say that your favorite way to work with people is.
Well, my favorite way is working one-on-one. I can also lead workshops. I am just starting this business. don't have the workshops ready, and I've been thinking about the sessions for organizations, but I don't have that material ready either.
Okay. Well, then what I want you to do is I always say folks that are just starting out, if the number one way that you can make money and get booked solid is by working with people one-on-one, then name it and claim it as your favorite way to work with people until such time as you get booked solid and all the other opportunities all of a sudden become more compelling and attractive. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense. Yes, that's what I've been thinking.
And so something that I also encourage people to do that are doing one-on-one session is try to bundle a variety of things together in one powerful system. So instead of having people come in for one session and leave, you know, have some kind of a transformation that you can make happen in 3 to 6 sessions so that you can go deeper with that client. That client can affect a more powerful transformation. And the energy exchange in terms of what they invest and how you serve can be really rewarding for everybody. Does that make
sense?
I
have been thinking of longer times. The coaching course that I took, they said maintaining the changes, according to research, takes 3 to 4 months. So I was going to ask for a 4 to 6 month commitment to get this done, because it has to be done on so many different levels.
So here's the thing. I know that you want 6 months. And they need to hear it in a way that feels yummy to them. Because
mm-hmm.
sometimes when people talk about how it's, you know, but I don't want to be a cash register for you for 6 months. So how you language that is really, really important.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants a 6 month client, of course. But you want to create profound and lasting change. And so how you language what happens for people, I just want you to think about that. So it could be something like, most clients, you know, what lights me up about the work that I do is that in as short as 6 private sessions, clients transform from X to Y and have the learning in their heads, their hearts, and their guts for a lifetime, so that my legacy is alive today for the lifetime of that happy client. If you just say something like that, then you sort of set the expectation that 6 sessions is the least that you would expect that would be required to create that kind of an outcome. And if the person is struggling in that way, chances are they're going to want to say yes to it because it's all about them and not about you. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
So is that good help for today?
Very much so. Thank you.
Okay,
I will get the recording, right?
Everybody gets the recording. And even if I've helped you, I want you to stay on to listen how I help the others too, because there's going to be additional aha insights that are absolutely parallel. And I've done this a lot for a lot of people, and so I know you'll learn more. So stay with it, okay?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Congratulations.
You.
You're making outstanding progress. The Stress Buster Coach, Annalee Schultz. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Who's my next patient? I'm going to call on someone in Calgary, and the initials that I see, it's FPLANGGER. I'm going to say hi to you now. Hello.
Hi, Nancy. Hi, Nancy. It's Megan.
Hey, how are you, Megan?
Good. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I sent you an email.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Here we go.
It says, "What's up, Doc?"
All right. So
I have really been playing with this template and trying to figure out a way to make this appealing, and I'm just wondering if you would be willing to give me some feedback on what I wrote, because I think that I need to do something different to reach my clients more, but I'm not quite sure how to do it.
Okay, well, I would be happy to do that, and I'm going to do that for you right now without any rehearsal or prior preparation. So this shows you what I'm able to do and like, you know, live and in the moment.
And I just want to say for everyone on the call that I have seen Nancy do this so many times live, and she's so brilliant at wordsmithing. And so I just thank you for that.
Oh, thank you. And way to set the expectation high. All right. It says here.
I've seen you do it. You've already proven it.
Oh, thank you. So I'm going to just read this aloud. Megan Farquharson is a transpersonal psychologist and trauma recovery specialist. She's fiercely committed to helping courageous community change makers determined to reshape their lives after being impacted by manipulative abuse, war, natural disasters, and life-altering accidents. The startle, disruption, and irritation that are left behind after an overwhelming situation can quickly amplify stress, frustration, and a feeling of disconnectedness from life as you once knew it. Megan is dedicated to helping you release the remaining residue from a traumatic life event so you can feel put back together again with a renewed sense of nourishment, confidence, and support. Megan has over a decade of experience guiding expeditions through uncharted territory with travels in 50 countries worldwide, many nights spent out under the stars leading outdoor adventures in the backcountry, and countless miles walking beside others while exploring the wilderness within our own inner landscape. After being lost at sea for 40 hours during a shipwreck accident off the coast of Brazil in 2010, she was faced with her own struggle to reach higher heights through transforming post-traumatic stress into an opportunity to strengthen mind, body, and spirit. A certified yoga instructor and body worker, she drew inspiration from the teachings of the many traditional healers she's been honored to know during her participation in healing ceremonies in various Aboriginal communities across Canada and internationally. She's worked in hospitals, psychiatric wards, prisons, addictions, treatment centers, homeless shelters, palliative care facilities, and the victim services unit of the RCMP. Her projects include traveling to Africa to share a community-based model for making the journey from betrayal to trust with women who have been affected by poverty and sexual violence in the Congo, and facilitating recovery circles for families affected by the flooding in southern Alberta. Wow. Wow, you are a fascinating woman. So before I comment about this, what is it the number one thing you want clients to do when they read about you?
Well, feel welcome to contact me, but I'm currently in the process of creating group programs, and they're not ready yet. So I guess be able to call me is where it is right now.
So if you,
but
so
if
do people work
it will
with,
be come to the website.
Do
and,
people,
and,
do people, sorry, but do people to work with you one-on-one, or do you speak? What do you, if the group programs aren't ready, what is ready?
I have a one-on-one private practice right now, and I'm currently developing group programs. And I will, you know, I'm working on my spiral business model right now, so there's more entry points.
Okay. So here's what I want to know. When people work with you one-on-one in your private practice, tell us what service they receive. Is it all, just in your own words, it would be very helpful.
Okay, well, when under the question you asked about three main problems ideal clients face, the first one is stress and overwhelm when they come in, and then often it's about clear communication and stating needs about the borderless boundaries, and then it's about coming back to a place of trusting themselves. And so I sell packages to people, and they come out with a deeper sense of trust in themselves, and we do lots of deep intuitive work to get them there.
So what I'm wondering, and forgive me for not, we're live and I'm just trying to get this right. Is it that you don't need any more one-on-one clients?
They're welcome to come in that way as well, but group is what I'm really most passionate about, because I like when every voice in the circle has an opportunity to share their story and people learn from each other.
Okay. So what everyone has in common is that they have, through life, accident, or circumstance, been the victim of something very traumatic.
Yes, exactly.
So I have several comments. One is that you write beautifully, and you write at a very high level with like $5 words, where a $3 word might be more clear.
Okay.
And so I love words, and I like to string them together, but if somebody's overwhelmed and stressed, keeping it simple in the communication might be easier for the recipient to receive.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. Number two, you're a transpersonal psychologist, and when I saw that, I didn't know what it meant. That was a new term for me. Is that a universally recognized term, transpersonal psychologist?
It is, but it's a specific approach. So that's the one that involves more diving into the intuition and bringing in different healing arts. So it's true that it's for people who are looking for that, that is like, yes, but it's true that a lot of people don't know what it is.
So if people don't know what it is, I think it requires some explanation. So just being live and in the moment, psychologist and trauma recovery specialist Megan Farquharson is fiercely committed to helping men and women who've suffered life accidents, natural disasters, and life tragedy to achieve a place of calm and healing to regain trust.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. With over a decade of experience as a healer, an intuitive, and a survivor of similar circumstances herself, she knows the journey inside and out, and it is her deepest service to guide others to a destination far preferred. Something like that.
Awesome.
Whether you work with her one-on-one in private, sacred, safe sessions, or are fortunate to be part of groups now forming, one thing is sure. You will transform from stressed, overwhelmed, and distrust to calm, centered, and open with her loving, supportive guidance. Boom. What do you think?
Great. And I think, thank you. Sometimes I appreciate your feedback about $5 words, and I have trouble finding $3 ones sometimes, so thank you. And I also am just wondering, you mentioned three versions of the bio. The one that you just said, what would that fall into?
Well, I didn't have my word count meter going while I was speaking.
Fair enough.
She says it fictionally. But This is, how do I say this? You have all these words, and I use Word as a tool in my word processing tool in my computer. And there's a word count tool. So you can take your long manifesto and put it into Word, and there's a way for you to review how many words you have. And if you listen back to this replay and you actually type what I said, the beautiful thing about what I said is I just got to the meat of the matter so that the person who's suffering would know and feel comfortable calling and saying, wow, she sounds great. She sounds like exactly what I need. Because if you are an intuitive healer and you use and deploy alternative healing modalities and things that are outside of Western medicine as a regular recipe, people who are super conventional in their approach are going to not be interested. The people you're going to be attracting are people that are open to alternative approaches to get the relief. And I think that's important. Another thing to consider, and you know, this we could dig into a little bit more, is sometimes people have been through these difficult life accidents, tragedies, and incidents of Mother Nature, and they're shell-shocked, stuck, and unable to move forward in their lives. And if they've tried everything, and nothing has worked, and they're reach that point of being sick and tired of being stuck, and they're open to consider another approach, you could very well be the answer.
Yes, thank you.
Right?
Yeah, that's exactly it. And that's why the community-based model works, because then they hear from other people who have gone through similar things, and so often that's what pulls people forward. So, there's that piece. I'm just wondering also, there was an initial paragraph that I'd written in the email that I sent, and I'm wondering what you think about that, because I'm trying to illustrate. I like to use lots of metaphor, but I don't know if that landed or not. Do you know what I'm talking about?
The startle, disruption, and irritation? Is that the part?
No. It's the piece, I was thinking of starting my intro with, have you ever heard the piercing sound of broken shards scattering as a glass plummets to the floor? Such unexpected chaos often interrupts the way things were just moments before, much like being left fragmented by a difficult life event, unsure of how to pick up the pieces. Does that have a place in the bio, or does that more go on my website, or I'm curious?
Well, I think it's beautiful language, and I think it can be used when you're standing up on stage delivering a workshop. It's a great icebreaker, if you excuse the expression, broken shards of glass. You know how sometimes when you start a talk, you're supposed to ask a universal question that everybody in the audience will say, yeah, I've been there, I understand that. The trouble with this one is, let's see. Have you ever heard the piercing sound of broken shards shattering on glass and have it all, you know, has everyone in the room experienced that? If everyone's experienced that, it's a great way to start, you know, get everybody to raise their hand and say, yeah, I've been there. But I think the bigger question is, has there ever been something happened that just changed the trajectory of your life and left you shattered and not knowing how to start? I mean, I just want you to... You're very poetic, and I love that too, but sometimes when we're talking to real people that are not feeling completely whole, I wonder if you might talk over them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not asking you to take on a different tone of voice that's not your own. I just want you to tune into what your audience or your potential audience is feeling and experiencing so they can feel the love first and feel the potential for healing first. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you. I'm still learning to talk about what I do, and so I appreciate all of your feedback. I think it's spot on. So,
and then another thing I might suggest for everyone, not just for you, is that when you have really dramatic stories of your own, sometimes the use of subheadings in your bio can be really useful. Megan's dramatic personal story, how Megan's dramatic personal story informs her work, Because somebody that's looking for the highlights and wanting to get to it quickly, if you just offer little subheadings, they can skim and skip and find exactly what they're looking for.
Right. Thank you. Well, and I'm trying to use the story, too, as I was writing it. I'm trying to draw parallels. Who I most like working with are people that are really courageous and risk takers and things like that. So when I'm talking about how I have a background guiding expeditions and traveling, people like that are often a good match for me. So I'm sort of trying to do two birds with one stone there. But is that...
Well, and I think that's, you sound fascinating. So let me just see how I can revisit that in a way that would be useful to you and others who are encountering the same scenario, which would be, well, I love this part about, with over a decade of experience guiding expeditions through uncharted territory, nothing, you know, you're lit up at the prospect of guiding the way for others to better outcomes, something like
mm-hmm.
that. Because
mm-hmm.
again, we want this to be client attracting. So going through uncharted, right? Are you with me there?
Yeah, I'm just laughing. Yeah.
Because it's like if you guide these expeditions through uncharted territory, hopefully what happens is you get to the other side with a better view of possibility, choices, perspectives that have shifted permanently, which is essentially at the heart of everything that you do, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
people were stressed and overwhelmed, not open, and not in touch with their needs. When they're complete in their work with you, those circumstances are turned upside down for the better, forever, and you got to play a part in it.
Yes.
And for those who are ready to take that leap and know that you can be the safe place for them to fall and then get up, this is your golden opportunity to make the change.
Thank you. I love your language. I like, you know, the ready to take the leap and things like that. That really suits my personality and who I'm trying to attract. So
well, then,
thanks for letting that flow through you.
So how about you work on that some more, and when you get the replay, you can listen back. We are now just about 58 minutes into the call. So when you're listening to the replay, you can fast forward to, like, you know, 55 minutes into the call, and you will be able to find this exactly to your refinement advantage. How does that feel? Good? Does that feel good to you?
Amazing. Thanks so much, Nancy.
You're welcome. Okay. So I would like to help someone else. I'm so going to mute you now, Megan. Great to talk to you. I'm now going to call on someone in Toledo, Ohio, and I'm going to say hello to you now. Hello.
Hi, Nancy. This is Barb Kitts.
Hey, how are you?
I am wonderful and enjoying this immensely. Thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm having the time of my life. Isn't it wonderful when you get to do what you love to do and help people the way you want to help people? It makes me so happy.
It absolutely is. I emailed you my bio, and
Did you do that this morning, or when did you do
no,
that?
No, just a little bit ago, actually.
Okay, I'm hitting send receive so that I can receive all the most recent submissions. So just bear with me as I look for your name. Oh, there it is. Here we go. All right, so I'm going to open this up. So tell us what your concern or worry or issue is.
Okay, I feel pretty good about the long version, although I feel like the temptation is you want to say everything you have to say in this. But what I would like is for you to read this, and then I really feel I would really like some feedback on a more condensed, power-packed little version, especially the first opening paragraph.
Okay, I hear you, and I will deliver.
Oh,
and
thank
for the
you.
Benefit of everyone who's on the call, would it be okay with you if I read some of this aloud?
Oh, absolutely. I would appreciate it.
Okay. Cancer Journey Guide, Barbara Kitts, is deeply committed to guiding individuals and families on a cancer journey to map out a safe and sacred passage by unpacking the fear, turning panic to peace, overwhelm to empowerment, and chaos to clarity. If you're looking for an experienced and proven professional who has been in the trenches with cancer herself to guide you and your loved ones to setting aside the drama and trauma, avoiding the exhaustion of being in fight mode 24/7, and holding your family together while you focus on healing, it's time to stop and breathe. You've come to the right place. With 5 years of experience working with amazing private clients who have also been on this journey and encountered the same fears and concerns along the way, Barb's mission is to help 1 million cancer travelers become the master of the spiritual and emotional side of this unwanted journey, own the approach and the attitude, and to give themselves permission to do it their way. Nice. Can I say that?
Yes.
Okay. As the oldest daughter of a boisterous 50s family of 7 kids with only 9 years separating the oldest and youngest, Barb was often turned to as a mediator. You can imagine how much conflict of wills went on with 3 boys and 4 girls asserting themselves. And that's when she discovered she was innately a lover, not a fighter. This philosophy, enhanced by the coming of age in the 70s, then carried her through her adult years, but little did she expect it would become the cornerstone of her life purpose. Affectionately known as the crazy loving Your Cancer Lady, Barb's clients have found her unique approach of loving your cancer instead of fighting it has helped them remain in a calm, focused, and peaceful place while even chaos whirled around them. Based on her own experiences as both a patient and caregiver, she has devised tools and processes that can be applied from the moment cancer is suspected through diagnosis, treatment, recovery, and in some instances, moving on alone. Even as she acknowledges that cancer isn't pretty or easy, it's messy and hard and makes your heart hurt, Barb's unique perspective on a game-changer situation is not sappy or naive, nor is it for mamby-pambies. Gently but firmly, with humor and love, she helps people realize through utilizing the power of the human heart, letting go of fear and moving on to love is when the real courage happens. Barb has spent her entire professional career in customer service, working closely to help people find solutions and create miracles, working one-on-one with patients and caregivers, incorporating her book, workbook, and audios is her favorite way of spreading her message. She also facilitates workshops, does teleseminars, and can be booked as a keynote speaker. Call or email today, discuss how her services can suit your needs and how to move from panic to peace in under 30 seconds. Wow. Nice work.
Well, thank you.
And I bet you everyone else is thinking, where can I find out about you? And so just curious, is your website live yet?
No, it's being worked on, but it will be shortly.
So just if it's all right with you, many people will be hearing this replay. Would you want to receive emails from people who are interested in this? And what email could they use? Are you receiving emails at this point?
I am receiving emails, and right now the only way I can receive emails is at barbara-kitz@bex.net.
Okay, very good. So this is a manifesto story, and it's nicely done. And I can immediately see how we can make it tighter and shorter. So can I try?
Oh, please do.
And everyone who's listening, I have just seen this for the very first time just this very minute. So if it isn't perfect, just, you know, be kind to me, but I think we're going to make this better. You're a Cancer Journey Guide, Barb Kitts, and you guide individuals and families on a cancer journey map to have this kind of outcome.
Mm-hmm.
At the very end, it says, Barb has spent her entire professional career in customer service, working closely to help people find solutions and create miracles. Having survived cancer herself and come out on the other side, today working one-on-one with patients and caregivers, incorporating her book, working one-on-one with patients and caregivers in these ways is the most powerful way her legacy is alive today, period. The very end needs to move up to the top.
Oh, all right. Uh-huh.
So if you're going to be introduced on a radio show, your cancer journey you are known as the Cancer Journey. Is it a recovery guide, or are you going to be the cancer, if you added a word in there, Cancer Journey Recovery Guide or Cancer Journey Survival Guide? Because I want to know what's going to happen. Am I going to recover? Am I going to survive? Am I going to, are you the GPS to cancer survival and treatment success? That's kind of fun, playful.
Yeah, it is. The problem is not everybody survives.
So no matter the journey, the experience
have to take
less,
the journey.
No matter the journey, the experience can be less fraught with fear, overwhelm, and disempowerment if traveled with a experienced guide.
That's exactly it.
Okay. So this affectionately known as, I'm going to move this up. I'm just doing a little cut and paste. Copy. I'm doing this right now just so I can see how it works out. Just so bear with me, everybody. This is just how it happens. I'm moving things around. I'm going to see how this works. Cancer Journey. This is who you are. And this is who you serve. Okay, this is a shorter one. I just did it.
Cool.
Okay. Cancer Journey Guide Barbara Kitts is deeply committed to guiding individuals and families on a cancer journey to map out a safe and sacred passage by unpacking the fear, turning panic to peace, overwhelm to empowerment, and chaos to clarity. Affectionately known as the Crazy Loving Your Cancer Lady, Barb's clients have found her unique approach of loving your cancer instead of fighting it help them remain calm, focused, and peaceful, even when chaos was swirling. Based on her own experiences as both patient and caregiver, she has devised tools, proven road-tested tools that can be applied from the moment cancer is suspected through diagnosis, treatment, recovery, and in some instances, moving on alone. She spent her entire professional career doing X, Y, and Z. She looks forward to working with you one-on-one through workshops or as a keynote speaker with her inspiring story, which would have a signature talk called The Three Biggest Mistakes Cancer Family Members Make That Stall the Recovery and How to Remove the Roadblocks. Get in touch today. There, now we have three paragraphs instead of seven.
Okay.
You see that? So
yes.
I'm just gonna cut and paste. I'm copying, and what I'm doing now, and this is just, you know, not perfect, but I'm just giving you something that makes it shorter. And I'm sending it to you by email right this very minute.
Oh, thank you so very much. The magic you do is in saying it all in such a nice, sweet package.
Interesting.
Didn't have any trouble writing on and writing six paragraphs. It was making that six paragraphs only two or three that is where it really gets difficult.
Absolutely. And so this is a really good thing that you've brought forward, and I want to comment on it for everyone's benefit. Was it President Lincoln someone asked President Lincoln to make a speech, and he said, well, how long of a speech do you want? You know, it takes so much longer to write a 20-minute speech than it does to write a three-hour speech, because if you have the luxury to say everything you ever wanted to say, you know, you don't have to use words wisely. So the wisdom in this template that you've all been working with is it forces you to get the most relevant information on the page. But then you have to ask yourself, if I only had 100 words or 200 words, which of these stories, anecdotes, credentials, and points of view would be the absolute most important to persuade my ideal audience to say, yes, I want that? And that's where I call it the show no mercy approach. And you just have to start undressing it and unpacking it and saying, I only get 100 words. What are the best 100 words to use? And brevity is beautiful. Because when you get down to the brass tacks, they want to know that you're qualified, your point of view resonates with them, you're experienced and credentialed, and you have something they want to buy right now and they want to talk about it. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
So what I want you to do is, like, when you get the PowerPoint back, you'll see Yolanda's, you know, mini versions, 66 words, 86 words, 124 words. Everything you need is right there. So anything that doesn't feel absolutely relevant or absolutely supportive of getting you to the goal that you want, leave it out.
Okay.
Does that feel good?
Yes.
Are
yes.
you feeling well served?
I am feeling so well served.
And so and there's a client of mine, by the way, and her name is Carrie Geary. And you might visit her site, Moms and Cancer. What is the site? I'll forward to you separately her site so you can look at it, because she's done a lot of work in this area, and I think you two could be great colleagues and excellent joint venture partners and referral partners. So
okay.
I will forward you information about her so you can have that. Because it's always good to have colleagues.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I would deeply appreciate that.
Yeah. So glad you're here, and stay tuned because there's more magic coming, and I'm just going to call on the next person if you're feeling brave. I'm just looking for the dial-up thing. Okay, so
thanks.
I'm going to mute you and call on the next person who is in New York City on a cell phone, and I'm going to call on you right now. Say hello.
Hi.
Hi, who am I speaking to?
Oh, hi, it's Hannah.
Hey, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
So you probably sent me a new
I actually
bio.
Sent you two,
okay.
two emails. But we can choose which one you want.
Is it Haya?
No, it's Jana.
Oh, thank you. Okay,
I'm sorry
I appreciate
about that.
I just there's several people with unusual names, and I want to make sure that I call on the right person. So here we are, Jana Martinez. Of
yes.
CEO
so it's Hannah.
Hannah. Okay, great. So one thing I definitely want you to do, if you do any speaking,
yes.
I'll bet you people mess up your name all the time, because phonetically it looks like it would be Jana or Jana.
Correct.
And so you'll want to put in parentheses. Rhymes with
Hana. Well, I always put Hana and in parentheses usually.
Yeah, good idea. Okay, so
okay.
What would you like me to help you with?
Okay, well, I'm having issues with the finding the sassy soundbite, and then the wow factor. Because, for example, I did the bio for students, and that worked great. And I had the personal part in it and everything. But then I did another one for executives, which is another type of people that I would like to attract as clients. And there I was finding, you know, the sassy soundbite was an issue. It's like, what would I be called? You know, I just can't find that. And then the wow factor, it's like when I did the bio for the students, it was really easy because it was just all about them. And at the end, and I saw my original bio, and the original bio is all about what I did and the traumas I'd gone through and all this stuff, and it just didn't make any sense. You know, it's when it's about the people that it works better, I found.
Okay, yes, you are so right. You are so right. So let me just ask, I want to make a clarification just so we're using the right right terminology.
Mm-hmm.
The handle that I use to describe my expertise is I say, I am your business bio expert and your get known to get paid mentor, Nancy Jutton. That's like my handle.
Yes.
That's my handle. The sassy soundbite I use most readily is, it's your story, tell it well. So when we refer to you, Hannah, you are the CEO of Sync Learning, but you're an expert in guiding people to take in complex information quickly without pulling an all-nighter. You're the anti-all-nighter study expert.
Okay.
Maybe. That could be one way. I mean, getting known for that, I mean, you can get known as the CEO of Sync Learning, but I don't know that that's as client-focused as it could be. So if you're expert, I mean, it says here, your system allows children and adults to lead a balanced life, one where family, friends, and me time are as important as career, where creativity and out-of-the-box thinking are the norm, and there's always plenty of time to achieve success and enjoy it. The system, is it a speed reading system? that allows people to make the information, tell us about it a little bit just so we get it.
Yes, it's a combination. It's based on speed reading, but it also combines neuroscience, techniques and tools that use your body's physiology and the body's natural reflexes to actually create a stress-free environment for yourself, like to bring yourself into balance and, let's say, deactivate the sympathetic nervous system. It sounds a little bit complicated, but it's that the nervous system only doesn't work simultaneously. So I give you tools to actually turn off the stress factor so you don't blank out, so you're able to be sharp and reach your information that you have stored in the front of your brain, which
gets
turned off.
So let me ask you a question. I'm just playing with you here, so I want to know. So, you know, that there's a lot of $5 words in there that sound kind of complicated, and it's sort of the how that you do it, but the wow that happens, I'm just intuiting, and you can let me know, is that these people want to score well on tests, right?
Yes.
People want to score well on tests. They want to show up prepared and confident, right?
Mm-hmm.
With mastery over the content they want to use, apply to excel, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They want to make it part of them, so the control over their destiny is always within. They never want to be victim of not enough time to prepare, because with the skills that you're teaching them, they'll always be able to show up, right?
Correct.
So what I'm trying to do here, and I don't know, I don't have it perfectly, but there's the how and the scientific method by which you create the transformation. But when clients come to you, like I'll use an example from my own life, people say, Nancy, what I have is bio cringe, and what I want is bio pride. Can you resuscitate my story so people will know what I'm about? Mm-hmm. It's like, oh my God. Because the words that the client was using was speaking directly to what their problem was. I suck at test taking. I'm spending all night reading, and I can't contain what I've learned. And that means that I'm not getting promoted, I'm not getting the college admissions that I want, I'm not showing up as the rock star I know myself to be, and I want that. And if you can provide the relief for it, then I'm all in. You with me?
Right, yes, totally.
And am I speaking the truth about what your people want?
Yes, definitely.
So what I'm asking you to do is to just, you know, and for everyone who's listening, if you're trying to get to the wow instead of the how, sometimes it's as simple as thinking to the 10 people that you've recently worked with or reading the 10 testimonials that they provided and finding the exact words that they used to say, this godsend of a system allows me to score like a rock star on every test and presentation I give to people that matter, and be able to go home on time and love my family and my life, unlike anything else I've ever tried. Sign me up.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that would be my advice to you, is go back to the testimonials and the things that people have actually said about how their lives and student performance and executive performance and ability to do it all has been made immediately and sustainably better, because your system is now their system.
Okay.
Does
great.
That feel okay?
That feels great. And what would be the handle, though?
Well, let me just see. Well, let me ask you a question. How many lives have you touched in the last, when did this thing start?
Well, I've been teaching the system. This system I'm just launching, but I've been teaching speed reading for about 2 years. And I've incorporated my part of this. It's just now I'm going off on my own. I'm doing it for myself.
Okay, I don't know if this is perfect, but at least might get you heading in a different direction. Speed reading for performance and profit expert. I'm the speed reading for performance and profit expert. That's not bad, because at least people know what's going to happen to them. Maybe speed reading for performance and profit is what I need so that I can get into that college or get that job that I need or be able to master all that information in such a short period of time. It's not perfect, but it's something to try. And even if we don't have perfect, if we have imperfect action and it lands for someone and someone hires you for your terrific fees, hot dog, hallelujah.
Yes. Sounds
right?
Great. Yes. Perfect.
So keep
Thank
on working
so
on
much.
Keep on working on it. And remember, tonight at midnight, I want to see the best that you've got, because what you read last week was really pretty hot.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah, I'm sending you that one.
Okay. So how are you doing, everybody? Is this working out? I'm coming back to the dashboard to see if somebody would like to be called on. And I see someone calling from Portland, Oregon, and I'm going to say hello to you. Can you say hello from Portland, Oregon?
Yes, I can. Hello.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
Julie Brockman.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you so much. This has been wonderful.
Oh, I'm so glad. Did you happen to send me anything by any chance?
I just sent you just like the first couple of sentences, and I'm still working. I have some work in progress on the other part.
Okay, so is your name Judy Vodit Solomon?
Nope, Julie Brockman.
Oh, Julie, I'm sorry. Is it Sacred Healing Paths?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right. She says, I'm loving your class and information. Thank you. I really appreciate some feedback on my business bio. Here it is so far. Okay. My name is Julie Brockman, and I am your Tapping Into Wealth Money Fairy. I work with spirit-led women entrepreneurs that are totally money stressed, not making as much money as they want, and aren't making the impact with their skills and talents as desired, to unlock the money magic mojo and clear the old money stories so you can thrive financially, do what you love, and make the difference in the world you know you were born to make. Okay. I see that. So I want to comment on a grammar point. That is 3 lines of text and only 1 sentence.
Okay.
So if you have 3 lines of text and only 1 official sentence, whoever you are in the world, shorten it up so it's shorter and punchier, because most people have ADD and want shorter and punchier just because it's easier for them to take in the information.
Okay.
That's number 1. Money Wealth Fairy is a handle that you could own, and it's very polarizing because some people are going to be attracted to it, and some people are going to not be attracted to it, and that could be very good. It sounds like, what is the spirit-led piece? What importance does that have for you?
I'm really attracted to clients who are spiritual in orientation, and they just bring that to everything they do, including their business. It really helps them figure out what decisions they want to make. It's all from that value of whatever their spirituality is.
Okay. So I think I get that. And so what I'm looking at here is, I'm also curious, how do you work with people?
Yeah, I'm a counselor and a coach, a money coach, and I do a lot of different kinds of energy techniques, and I'm an intuitive, so I blend it all together.
So I'm just going to play with you for a little bit.
Sure.
Using real-life language that I've heard people say.
Okay.
Just to create contrast. For spirit-led, you know, every day I hear from spirit-led women who are sick and tired of being broke, busted, and disgusted. And what they want is to be wealthy, wealthy, whole, and delighted. if that's the transformation that's calling you, let me be your wealth money fairy. Because since XYZ year, hundreds of women just like you have made that transformation faster and more readily than they ever could on their own, and they've had fun in the process.
I love it.
And then you could say something like, your money woes will turn into money mojo in the click of a wrist or the snap of a finger, and you'll be able to get on with your life and make the biggest impact on earth that you were here to make, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I tried to do is make it more conversational. Maybe where you are now is broke, busted, and disgusted and sick and tired about it. But what if you could be wealthy, whole, and free, and it could happen as soon as possible? I'm your wealth money fairy, and clients just like you have had that transformation with me as their intuitive healer and guide. I work with people one-on-one and in groups and also as a leader of workshops, and I would love to show you a better path to the mojo that turns your woe around, something like that.
Oh, that is great.
Do you like it?
I do.
So do you see a transformation that just happened there?
Yeah. Oh, I love it because I do, you know, I do a lot of work around shifting consciousness and perspective. So I want to speak to the people that's their language anyway, but this is so much clearer and just so much more inviting.
Well, yay. So when you're listening to the replay, we're now 1 hour and 26 minutes into the call. So, of course, you're welcome to listen to the whole thing, but if you go into like 1 hour and 25 minutes into it, you'll be hearing only about you, and you can write down everything that I said, and I'm not invested in it. You can use it. It's my gift to you if it serves you. Okay?
Thank you so much. I love
it. You're welcome. So the next thing you might want to be thinking about is is this a brand, you've been a licensed clinical social worker, you want to add to it, not only am I, you know, spirit-led and guided in an intuitive way, but I've got the educational chops to back up my processes.
Okay.
Because people, sometimes there's this woo-woo audience that wants to be totally with a woo-woo provider, but sometimes, and I'm saying that affectionately,
uh-huh.
But when you back up your softer side of Sears with specific training credentials and experience, and you might also add a testimonial or two from people who really did come to you broke, busted, and disgusted and emerged whole and fabulous fast, having a couple of compelling testimonials from people who can speak your particular brand of wow in their own words just makes it even more powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And then another thing is if you're a wealth money fairy, there's all kinds of opportunities for imagery with magic wands and stars and, you know, magical imagery that can just add some brilliance to your brand. So that's something to think about.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. So if I say I'm a money wealth fairy or wealth money fairy, does that connotate what I do for people? Can they get an idea?
Well, I'm not going to say I'm 100% cheering for that just yet.
Yeah.
I want to say something, and I'm going to be very transparent here. People tell me that I'm pretty good with words, and I've heard people call me a word wizard and that I help them make their point with pizzazz. And when other people have said that about me and I've received it and I've said that people say this about me, let me show you how I can do that for you, people are open to hearing it, right? Sometimes I will say, because I've got a nurturing, loving way of applying foot to butt to getting you to see a different perspective, I'll never tell you the baby's ugly, but I will show you a way you could say it differently that you might like even more, right? So sometimes I'll say, you know, clients call me a word wizard who helps you make your point with pizzazz. And what I'd like to be for the, you know, especially for the people who appreciate self-guided learning, I can be that fairy godmother of messaging magic sitting on your shoulder holding you accountable. But I'll use it as a supportive comment instead of a leading document, a leading handle, because if it's too mystical, if it's too swishy, maybe they won't believe it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like they'll believe it when they see the results,
And that's why I'm a little squishy on that particular handle. I just want you to think about it before you commit to it.
And I'm very open. I mean, I want to attract people that are interested in open to energy work. And, and if you have any other suggestions for what I could call myself, I'm very open to it.
Well, and in this case, because I am someone who learns best by reading and seeing as opposed to being auditory, and if you had a website or something that I could look at, that would be helpful. But I think that because we have so many people waiting at the moment, and I want to try to touch as many people as I can in the call, I'm just inviting you. If your ideal client came walking towards you and you said, I am a whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
is that how you want to be known? Is that it? Or is there something even better? Because sometimes content over cute is better. And I'll give you an example, and I don't mean to talk about myself too much. But if you go to google.com and you put business bio expert in the search box, and you don't even put my name there, but you hit search, thousands of references will point to me. I can stand in and on that expertise, and people can find me, file me, refer me, etc. When you choose a handle for yourself, I want you to love it so much that if the world found you that way, you would be doing a happy dance. And the perfect people would be finding you. I want there to be some credibility around it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know the answer to it right now, but I know if you go deep and think about what clients have called you and described you, you will get to it, and you will love it. So just be open to it. Fair enough?
Totally fair. It's been my concern that fairy wouldn't be enough credible and too sort of, not grounded in what's it really going to do for me. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, I really want it to be, I've heard people say, and Eva Gregory, your divine guidance on demand, I believe, is where you can find Eva Gregory, one of my colleagues, joint venture partners, a friend. What I love about the way she positions her expert status is that she combines the practical with the divine to create dramatic and measurable results that people can see in the quality of their lives, in the quality of their balance sheet results, and so much more. There's such a credible attitude around blending the softer things and the harsh, the more grounded in reality things to create an outcome that people are drawn to. And I think that that's an excellent example of something that I'm asking you to go there for competitive research to see if yourguidanceondemand.com is something that's sort of aligned with what it is that you are here to do. And when you find somebody who's super successful already doing something similar, see how they are setting themselves apart in the marketplace and the offerings that they're making available, and ask yourself, what's your unique spin that you can put on this to make it uniquely your own? Eva Gregory owns that space. She's found her tribe. You're going to own your own space and own your own tribe. But don't be afraid to learn from people who've come before who've already achieved stellar success, because that will help you get to success faster.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you for taking the time.
Oh, of course. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to create the transformation. So keep working at it. And if you feel like it's perfect by midnight tonight, I want to see it. Okay?
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. And I'm still on the call, and I'm now going to call on someone in the Bronx, New York. And I'm calling on you now, and I'm unmuting you and saying hello. Hello.
It's me. I can't tell.
Yes, it's you.
Well, thank you so much, Nancy. I so appreciate it. Can you hear me well?
I absolutely can. What is your name?
My name is Chaya. I'll get off speech
just in case. Is that better?
Yeah, so much better. I see you sent me something.
Yes, I sent you three things. Ignore the middle one. It had typos.
Okay, so I'm going to the first one that says better bio version.
That's the most recent one, and then a bit ago, a few minutes ago, I sent something else.
Okay, hitting send receive to see what's coming up. I'm just going to get the most current information Okay, so I see it. Haya delights in evoking whole soul presence in aware, aspiring women leaders. She's been evoking personal and professional integrative emergence in aware, aspiring women leaders for more than 2 decades as a trailblazer of transformation and empowerment through her divine integration, healing, and soul presence approaches. Okay, so how old is your business?
It's about 21 years old.
And how is your business? Is it really busy, or are you have all the clients you want?
Not exactly, but I didn't want any more clients in the past because I'm a single mom of 7.
Oh, my
so,
gosh. Holy crap.
Yes.
Forgive me. I didn't mean to say it that way, but that's a blessing. 7 blessings.
It really is. It really is. And 3 granddaughters. So, and you know, God willing, more on the way. So I'm very busy. I couldn't handle more clients during the last 21 years, but now I feel nearly ready as the youngest of my children is only 13, but my eldest is 33. So I've got, so they're kind of on their way. And so I can start working with more people. And even groups. I have done work with groups. I've taught classes on the internet. I've been presenting on teleseminars for the last 3 years internationally. I'd like to expand my business more into the empowerment and integration work, and in addition to the healing and transformation that I've been doing up till now. Because I find that the women I work with in the healing field, what you know, well-being issues, often find incredible empowerment through their work as well. So it occurred to me that that could be a new niche for me. That's why I'm setting up a new website, Your Soul Presence, in addition to Divine Integration Healing.
So I have a couple of comments, and I'm just going, I love what you're describing, and I feel the spirit of it more so than I understand the content, and so I'm just being very transparent with you there.
Well, thank you.
The thing that I read here that you're aware, aspiring women leaders is the audience. So women leaders, are these women leaders in professional positions or just women leaders in their lives, or who are these people?
Both. I put you back on speaker so I could record your response. So I'd have it.
And I am recording the call, and it's 1:37. So when the replay comes, you will go to 1:37 on the time code, and you'll find everything captured for you. So don't worry about that. But I don't want you to be on speaker so I can't hear you or others can't hear you either. So here's my big point about who your people are. You need to call them out. You need to call them out so that we know that it's us.
Okay, I've been addressing women of all walks of life, whether public speakers and interviewers, teachers, leaders in their field, and housewives, mothers, single moms, young women, even young girls and babies. But I'd like to refocus my work into the more professional woman's needs, because I find that the inner growth that I've seen in the women I've worked with has been so astounding that I'd like to narrow my niche a bit in order to see what can transpire for these women who need that inner integration, that inner soul integration.
And I hear that, and I want to talk about something else here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what inner integrative emergence is. I don't know what it means.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a pretty well-read person, but I don't know what it means. Let me give you an example. If
mm-hmm.
I'm driving my shopping cart down the aisle at my local Safeway,
mm-hmm.
I may have a grocery list that says, I need bread, eggs, and milk. I know
mm-hmm.
what bread, eggs, and milk are, and I know that I need them, so I'm happily putting them into my shopping cart. But when I stumble upon professional integrative emergence, I don't know what that is. I don't know what it looks like. I don't know
mm-hmm.
how to identify it if it was running toward me from a burning building. I don't know what it means.
So can I attempt to explain it in a way that makes more sense?
Yeah, use really plain language that even a 9-year-old like would understand.
Okay, through being present for ourselves, we integrate the parts of us that were clandestine, that were not yet informing our work and our and our lives, we summon those hidden parts into integration and being full, playing full part in our lives.
So let me rephrase that a different way so even I can understand it.
Okay,
are you,
thank
are
you. That's your talent and skill and
are you an intuitive guide that reflects the brilliance that's hiding in our blind spot?
No, but I'm an evoker of it.
Okay,
I'm an evoker, not just of brilliance, but of inner strength and inner confidence that people never knew they never knew.
Okay, so let me ask you another question. When people are now present to these attributes that now are available to us, what next happens in their lives that was beyond their reach before that you made possible for them? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
I was going to say, sometimes what people want is they're thinking, why do I keep on going from one failed relationship to the next failed relationship? Why can't I move up the corporate ladder and get the job that I know that I'm worthy? Why do I keep showing up like a doorknob when I'd really rather be a rock star? Why is it that,
Exactly.
So what I'm saying to you, because you have very lyrical language here, is you have to bring it down to, and I'm not asking you to divorce yourself from the higher powers that you have, but I want you, sometimes people say they help people get inner peace, and inner peace is great, but what happens after you get inner peace is where all the really good stuff starts to happen. That's when you start asking for what you're wanting and getting it. That's when you have the clarity to know that you won't be treated like a doormat any longer and that you're going to be the rock star and the leading lady of your own life. That's when you know that that toxic relationship belongs in the dustbin instead of a ball and chain around your waist. So I want you to, when you're writing about who you are and what you do, I want you to get to the juicy stuff that happens after, because I think that's what people are going to be moved to want to lean in closer to get versus professional integrative emergence.
Ah, wonderful, wonderful.
Do you get that?
I would be focusing on what the manifestations thereof would be, how it looks the week after a new strength has been summoned into the personality of this wonderful leader woman. How she moves from her core, from her center, through the world and with her family, from that place of heartfelt presence. She brings that presence into her family, into her relationships with herself and with others. And
here's the other part that I really want you to hear, and for everyone else who has a more soft offering. There's what you deliver, for whom you deliver it, the outcome they welcome, and the most important part in the get known to get paid equation is, are those people willing, eager, and ready to reach into their wallet to pay to get the outcome? And you have to get that part nailed, because there are many, many frustrated business owners with business cards and stationery that create a transformation that they didn't test out enough to know whether or not those people would be rushing to buy it. And I really want you to be testing that and getting some feedback, so that whatever toil and trouble you go to create this, that the outcome can be more assured. And that's just a broad comment for anyone that's in a softer area where, I want it, I need it, but are they willing to buy it? If they're not willing to buy it, it's pretty hard to make a living. And because I'm a get known to get paid mentor, it would be remiss for me not to call that out and ask you to consider it.
I agree with you. I have to give this a really good test drive, because it's a new angle in my work.
You absolutely do. So that's about what I can. That's what I can do for you for right now. Fair enough.
Well, thank you so much, Nancy. You really enlightened me, and I love what you're doing. And I'm just astounded by the power of the transformation that you're evoking in this audience. So
I
want to thank you.
Thank you so much. That's such
a
lovely
comment. Thank you, Nancy.
Yay.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Stay, everybody. Stay with me. Okay, so we're about an hour and 45 minutes into the program, and I've helped a lot of people so far, and hopefully the examples that I have showcased have brought home some powerful learning for you so that you can make even more progress in getting your story done. So what I want to do is quickly recap what we've done, and I have a couple of things I'd like to share with you, and then I'll come back and try to help some more of you if we still have time. So I hope that's okay. So in terms of what have we learned today, we've learned that we need to order the information in such a way that our ideal client knows that it's for them first before we talk about ourselves. We don't want to bury the lead to the very end and have somebody miss out on that because they weren't reading deep enough. We want to lead first with who you serve, how you help, what clients say, and then get into your own personal story about why you're relevant to this offering, because people always want to know what's in it for them. I reinforce that you definitely need to have three versions of your story, short, mid-length, and long, because not only is that going to make you a dream guest for any program that would invite you to speak, lead, or coach, it's going to save you mountains of time and no more 11th-hour scramble trying to pull your story together when opportunity knocks. Because if you're a rock star from the very first impression, there's only further up you can go from there. I reinforced the five-step system about prepare, share, reflect, et cetera, so that you know that you can use that no matter who it is that you're trying to reach to create a result, attract clients, speaking gigs, or media interviews. And I think I've made pretty clear that the specifics are terrific. We have to call out who your people are. People have to be able to call you by name and know how to file you, refer you, and hire you. And I think I barely touched on this idea that you need to think bigger from the start, which is how do you serve people? If you're just starting out as a new business, I think one-on-one work is a really great place to start to get as booked solid as much as you can, because not only can you gain confidence that you're delivering your value and getting the results, but then all of those wonderful people that work with you one-on-one become powerful soldiers in the marketplace that can sing your praises. So when you are ready to create a group workshop or a group program or some kind of an online delivery system, you have champions already in the marketplace who are singing your praises that make the power of proof so much easier for you to achieve so that people will actually say yes to what you have to offer. I think the big thing I want everyone to do is to get ready now for the expert status they own today and to do so in their own best way, because waiting behind the computer for perfection means that nobody's going to find you. That's why I really want you to get your stories done today. So what I want for you is to send me your bio tonight as your best, proudest draft. I told you about that at the beginning of the call. I know that the bio is just the beginning and there's so much more that can happen. What happens next is when everything gets exciting. You have confidence, you have clarity, you have the conviction. You can build buzz for your expertise and offerings, and everywhere you go, people know what you do and why you do it, and they can't wait to play. You could be booked solid and have all kinds of opportunities calling your name. But I know there are still challenges and problems. Maybe you're in that place where you still can't find the right words and you feel stuck. Or you don't know how to build the buzz even if it bit you on the butt. Or maybe you feel like your journey would accelerate if you had expert guidance lighting your way to save you time, boost your confidence, and speed up your results. I want you to know that there are two ways that you can get more help from me, and they're designed to serve you in the ways that serve your learning style best. If it's all right with you, I want to tell you about them so you can know if you want to go deeper with me. If you love these group calls and you are self-motivated to learn on your own with powerful tools that can serve you, the group support and self-paced learning you can enjoy with the Get Known to Get Paid Success System experience is a really great way to go, and many of you who are on this call are already enrolled. If you're already enrolled and you know already that you want to work one-on-one with me, the Get Known to Get Paid Blast-Off program is a good choice to consider. So I just want to explain the difference between the two. With the Get Known to Get Paid Success System and Experience, you will get practical lessons to apply from which you can absolutely profit, because immediately you will receive 6 beautifully presented training modules that show you the nuts and bolts of how to name and claim your six-figure niche with expert Tommy Wolf as my guest. I'll elaborate even more about how to say bye-bye to their boring bio. With an interview with Dan Janelle, we're going to learn how to make your press releases pay off so you can get known in a huge way. I'm going to teach you how to make a pitch the media can't resist. I'm going to share tools and tips so you can get seen, heard, and celebrated and in the spotlight. And since joint venturing with Power Partners is one of the most powerful ways to get known and paid, I'm going to show you the nuts and bolts of how to do that with my joint venture partner, Tom Buford, because both of us were just starting out in joint ventures not long ago, and we have made bold strides forward, so we can demystify this process for you so you can achieve the get known to get paid result. What do you get? It's content, coaching, and community. There will be 2 more mega calls just like this one, one on February 12th and one on March 12th from noon to 2. So no matter where it is that you are trying to put your focus, whether it's your bio, your niche, building the buzz, getting your speaker sheet done, I will be here live on the call just like we're experiencing here to get you the help that you need. And what I really would want for you is to connect with the other people in the program so that if there's a perfect strategic partner residing among us, we could get you connected, just like I suggested to my good friend Barbara, who's going to get connected with the other cancer recovery coach. You can achieve far more success with like-minded partners than you ever can on your own, and that all happens in the context of this program. What do you get? In terms of digital delivery, you already received quite a few useful and content-rich handouts that help you to say bye-bye to your boring bio, get known to get paid, and build buzz for your expertise already because you enrolled in this workshop. But the beauty of the Get Known, Get Paid Success System is that you get the workbook and the audio file to name and claim your six-figure niche so you can really go deep and get that right. And because joint ventures are such a big part of what it is to grow big, you're going to actually get the joint venture promotional packet that I share with my partners. So instead of having to start with a clean sheet of paper and not knowing how to make your approach, you can look like a rock star right out of the box with me showing you the way. I'm very credible in this because just a few years ago, I didn't even know what joint venture meant. I think I had just a couple thousand people on my list and I didn't know what the heck I was doing. But in 2 short years, I am now in the top 5 or the top 10 of some of the biggest joint venture leaderboards in the coaching world today, and people are reaching out and calling my name. So if I could get that far that fast, just think how far you can go if you had my particular methods at your disposal. So how can I make this irresistible for you? The price of this program is $997, but because I really want you to say yes, I'm offering you a promo code of SAVE300, SAVE300, so you can save $300 provided you make a decision between now and February 11th. The website that you go to read about everything that's waiting for you is authenticvisibility.com/GNGP digital, Get Known, Get Paid Digital. And because I want you to say yes, there's a gorgeous success binder that includes the 6 audio CDs, the 6 PowerPoint presentations, the 6 PowerPoint presentations, and the transcripts, plus your copy of Speak More and your spiral-bound copy of Bye Bye Boring Bio. If you're among the first 10 people to say, yes, I want to continue this group work with Nancy, and I can't wait to dig into all these lessons, If you're among the first people, 10 people to say yes today, I will ship this gorgeous success binder to become part of your business success library forever and become the most well-used tool in the shed as your gift for saying yes immediately. It's very valuable, and I don't it's probably my signature flagship product. I'm more proud of it than just about anything I've created in 14 years of doing business, so that should tell you something. So why do I want you to decide now and definitely by February 11th? Because on February 12th, we're starting again with another mega success call just like this, and I want you to get a jump start on the deeper learning now so you can get real help in perfect timing so you can be supported along your journey to get known and get paid. So it's a $697 investment when you use SAVE300 as your promo code when you go to this website, authenticvisibility.com/GNGP Digital. So that's for those of you who love group learning and self-paced guidance. Now, you may be at that place where you want to work with me one-on-one and done for you. And if that's the case, last week I talked about this and 5 people already said yes and said so immediately. So I have 5 more spots, and once they're gone, they're absolutely gone because there's only so much time that I have. But what do you get? What would it be like if you got to have 5 private sessions with me that were all about you, your niche, your bio, building your buzz, and your expertise, and getting it done together? When we're doing these calls, within 6 months of you making your decision, and hopefully faster, because I want blast-off action takers here, I want to transform what you may fear may be a mediocre message into one that's amazing for speaking, media, and more, and will catapult your name and expertise into the media with a done-for-you press release that will bring you to the top of the Google search engines and add media logo soup for your name. This is all within the context of blasting you off to get known and paid for the expert status you own today and to do it in your own best way with me as your champion and messaging maven and guide. So what are the benefits of working with me privately in the Blast Off program? No more going it alone. No more hiding out and waiting for perfection. And you're going to love getting seen, heard, and celebrated in the media. It's absolutely intoxicating. So if you were to purchase all the elements of this program a la carte, your investment is $3,244, but I've already bundled it on my website for $29.97. There's already a $247 advantage already packed within this powerful bundle. So here's what I'm offering you. If you are the first 5 people to say, yes, I want to work privately with Nancy, you use BLASTOFF as your promo code when you go to authenticvisibility.com/blast-off. And you will get credit back for whatever you paid to be part of this workshop. And when you're the first 5 people to say yes, I'm going to ship the success binder and all the goodies that go within it to your doorstep so it gets to you as soon as possible. That is a $697 gift to you for taking fast action. And why am I making this available to you? Because the content within is content you need to embrace. And if before the calls that we have, you actually tune into the pieces of the puzzle that are missing for you, I can take you far and wide a whole lot faster if we have you embracing that information before we get on the phone. So I think that's a pretty cool offer. So, again, the next version of the Bye Bye Boring Bio to Attract Clients and Cash Now gift booklet is coming out in the spring. And if you have truly gotten your story done with my help, I want you to send me your best effort draft by midnight tonight, January 29th, 2014. I want you to send it to Nancy at authenticvisibility.com. And I want you to share with me your before version, your after version, what aha lesson you learned. I want to see your picture to put on the book, and I want to have a web link to your website. I will look for the best 10 stories to be showcased in the next version of this gift booklet, and I want you to know that over 5,000 people around the world downloaded the Volume 1. I have a feeling that even more will download version 2. And wouldn't it be great if everyone who got it was reading about you so they can find you, lean in and want to learn more about you, and hire you. So that is my presentation. I always like to say every day is a chance to be important. I hope today was that day for you. I am honored to have this opportunity to work with you and serve you in this way. And I want to thank you very much. And since it's right at the top of the hour, I guess we finished right on time. So remember, I will be sending the replay to everyone who's eligible to receive it. And I'll be waiting to receive your bios by midnight tonight. And I hope that I delivered on the promise of making it possible for you to transform your boring business bio into one that you're proud to share with the world so your ideal clients will call you, do business with you, and make you a wild and crazy success. This is Nancy Jutton. It's your story, Tell It Well. It's been my pleasure, and thank you so much for being here. Bye-bye, everyone.
The moderator has left the conference. The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID followed by the pound key. Thank you. Guest ID accepted. The conference is now completed. Goodbye.